We would like to acknowledge that in our audience tonight are probably many distinguished scholars of music, many talented instrumentalists and vocalists, and perhaps a few composers as well, although we hope you're not here gathering ideas. The vast rest of you are, no doubt, lay people. And yet, even you, by now, must be wondering, what kind of a jerk would devote his life to the dissemination of music and life history of such an insignificant louse as P.D.Q. Bach? Well, Professor Peter Schickele actually does have a decent, almost impressive background. Born in Ames, Iowa, in 1935, which, of course, isn't too impressive, he later studied composition with Roy Rogers and Vincent Price. Excuse me, that's Roy Harris and Vincent Persichetti. Schickele has composed music for the film Silent Running. Bad film. I saw it. Good music. Bad film. The Broadway production, Oh, Calcutta. And some serious stuff as well. The orchestral work that's next on our program is the Unbegun Symphony, written not by P.D.Q. Bach, but by the professor himself. It is quite apparent that the Unbegun was begun after Schickele's research into P.D.Q. Bach began, for we find consistent use of the one technique that P.D.Q. so often employed. Plagiarism. In fact, there's not one single original thematic material in the Unbegun Symphony. It is all quotes from Brahms, from Mozart, and Beethoven. There's a little Baptist hymn thrown in there, a little Gilbert Sullivan. Bowing to history, and yet not wanting to repeat it by writing another unfinished symphony, Schickele's Unbegun begins with the third movement and then proceeds directly to the fourth, the finale. There is no first or second movement, get it? Our distinguished conductor refused to have anything to do with this piece beyond one movement, however. So, to avoid additional chaos, we shall skip the third movement and begin and end with the finale. We will now perform the Unbegun Symphony by Professor Peter Schickele, after which we will take a well-deserved intermission.